The concept is nothing new. Some schools provide communal bicycles so students can traverse a university's sprawling grounds without having to get into the car. Programs range from those with high-tech tracking systems to those that let students hop on any unoccupied cycle. Katie White, University of Tampa's Assistant Director of Campus Recreation, says the school's fledgling program is somewhere in between.
Students, faculty, and staff with their valid Spartan ID can come to the fitness center during specific hours and check out a bike that just has to be back before dark.
The program started in mid-October. White says there haven't been any issues with theft or damage thus far.
Bikes all come with a U-lock when the students check them out. So they are instructed if any time you're not with the bike, it needs to be locked up. The students have been really well at being accountable for the bikes. It's kind of like renting a car where the company, whether it's Enterprise or Hertz, walks around the car with you to make sure, okay, this scratch was here. There's nothing on the bumper. We kind of do that same thing. We walk around with them, make sure everything's working correctly.
Finding parking on UT's downtown campus, or any college campus for that matter, is usually a Herculean feat. For those living on campus, not having a car can obviously alleviate stress, but being sans vehicle also makes it tough to get around. Gina Zito, a freshman hoping to major in public health and exercise physiology, says the bikes make a huge difference.
I think it's amazing, especially how as a freshman my parents didn't want me to bring a car here. It's really convenient.
Across the bay, Eckerd College's Yellow Bike program is less formal. Students can ride any free bike they see and leave them for the next user once they reach their destination. Weston Babley, assistant director of campus activities as well as the program's coordinator, says the university is revamping its Yellow Bike program to make the campus more pedestrian-oriented.
So they're going to eventually move all the parking to the north end of campus. That way, you can move in on move-in days, you can use your vehicles around the dorms and everything else. But other than that, they're going to try to do walking paths and bike paths.
Eckerd adopted the program in 2004, and Babley says while there has been theft and vandalism, the yellow bikes have been an overall success. He says this might be due to the campus's relative isolation, but also to the philosophy the small college embraces.
The main focus that we try to change is the mentality of the students, to where it's not just Eckerd College's bikes, but it's their bikes as well as the community. So that way, they'll want to take care of the bikes, you know, have ownership of the bike program as well, instead of just saying, oh, Eckerd, they have a bike program. We are Eckerd. That is our program.
Of course, college campuses are far from the only population centers with bike share programs. Amsterdam adopted the first one in 1965, and they can be seen all over Europe and Asia in various forms, as well as U.S. cities like Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, and Denver. Even Tampa reportedly had a bike share for a brief time, but the program was shut down due to damage and theft.
If there's a chance that's going to make it, it might make it at the University of Tampa because of the campus setting.
Alan Snell is head of Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers, or SwiftBud. He says it makes sense that a bike share program would appeal on campus, but one Tampa Bay area community might also be conducive.
St. Pete also, there's a chance there as well because of the culture and interest in bicycling and because of the urban milieu, if you will, of their business district.
But cyclists on both sides of the bay fear for their safety, especially in light of recent strikes. The latest occurred today when a car struck and seriously injured a 13-year-old boy in Port Richey. Snell says, yes, safety is a major concern, but it also seems to be a work in progress on the part of local governments.
City of Tampa and the city of, and St. Petersburg are really two different animals. The city of St. Petersburg has a funded bicycle program, if you will. They have a city bicycle pedestrian coordinator. They have had a program up and running for several years now, and there's a budget, and there's projects, and there's bike lanes, and there's things, you know, they have a comprehensive program. The city of Tampa doesn't have that level of bicycle program right now. It runs out of the transportation department, and they don't have a bike ped coordinator per se, although bicycling has been identified I think, as an important part of the transportation system.
The campus programs are getting into full swing, just as Hillsborough County voters rejected a proposed sales tax boost that would have funded a countywide transit overhaul. Advocates had hoped the overhaul would result in less dependence on cars, but Paul DeMaio, a managing partner of Metrobike, a D.C. area-based bike share consulting firm, says that sooner or later, the need for transit will override the dominant political sentiment.
Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Greens, Tea Partiers, we all need to get places. And if the easiest way to get to our places is via transit, or by biking or walking, then that's how we're going to get there.
But he says that in order for there to be real movement toward a city-sponsored bike share program, political will has to be there.
You really have to have a great network of stations out there to cover the, you know, the core of the region and neighborhoods. So that costs money, and the elected officials and staff, whether it be the Department of Transportation or Health or Environment. But people need to be supportive.
From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.